Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Bad times don't last, Jeffrey, but bad guys do.
Hey man, you know what? We don't take bye weeks here on Mouthing Off, and the reason why is because it turns out that taking a bye week may be a bad idea. Hey, NCAA, it's time to expand the college football playoff to 16 teams. No more bye weeks. It clearly didn't work. We'll discuss that and more this week on Mouthing Off. We're going to talk college football, the MLB, WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week. Eddie, 5, 6, 7, 8. What does that tell you?
Boy, you're absolutely. You know, when you look at the, to you win your division, right?
Yep.
And you win your conference, and you get a bye, and you lose. Every stinking one of them lost. Not one, all of them.
This has been a thing that happens in many sports when they implement bye time. In Major League Baseball, a lot of the time, the wild card teams go on to kind of have a run through the playoffs because they never take a break. Yeah, they never take a break. They keep going, and it seems to work. And college football, I mean, there's arguments to be made here that there were a couple of those teams that maybe got the bye week for weird reasons. I don't understand. Win-loss clearly shouldn't have mattered, but it did when it came to seeding. And Boise State and Arizona State being bye teams, being higher ranked than Notre Dame, Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas.
And didn't Penn State. I mean, come on. Oh, you got Boise State ranked 3 and you got Penn State ranked 6. That didn't work.
Yeah, it's bizarre the way they ended up doing it. But it, you know what? At the end of the day, the better teams seem to have won, whether it was a bye week or not. We've got a great, all 4 teams now are deservedly playing for the national championship. But Eddie, we got to take a break right here. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together 2 iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
We're back on Mounting Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, the world famous Ohio State. They look like world beaters. And you know, I just got my hats are off to the Buckeyes.
They do.
And Ryan Day, he finally proved that he wins the big one. And you know something? Stephen A. and all those first take people can shut the hell up and quit trying to get a white guy fired. And that's what he did. Even Kurt Herbstreit called him out. Same thing I'm doing right now. Shut the hell up, punk.
Hey, listen, Eddie, I got to say this. We're going to discuss that a little bit more on this show. But before we get to any of that, I've got to get to our boys over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, hard work pays off. Dreams do come true. Just ask Ryan Day.
So here's the thing about these playoffs. Obviously, there were 6 teams that were no-brainers coming into this. There was an argument from Alabama, especially, about how they were more deserving to be in this playoff. They lost their bowl game to Michigan, another team who could have made an argument that they were more suitable to this playoff than Boise State and Arizona State. Now, Arizona State came out. Let's start off. We'll get to that. Let's start off with this Penn State game. That was the first game that kicked off the quarterfinals.
On a Friday night. Yeah, it was on Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve.
Yes. Penn State went in there and really beat Boise State handily. They focused on shutting down the run game of Boise State, which allowed Boise State to pass a decent amount. And that gave them their 14 points, because I really feel like Penn State could have gone in there and put the pedal to the metal and really, really destroyed Boise State. I feel bad for going so hard against Boise State, because it is a really cool story that it's a middle of nowhere town and they've got this football program that seems to be able to recruit well and put good guys out there. But the fact of the matter is they were in no way a good pick for the NCAA football playoff.
Well, you know, they've always had a winning program there. I mean, they put out good pro athletes there. And I just don't like the tidy bowl feel. I mean, it makes them look like a jabroni. And yeah, they played like a bunch of jabronis. And you know who really disappointed me?
Who?
Out of every Oregon.
Well,
the Ducks. The Bucks beat the hell out of the Ducks. I mean, it's like, hey, they took it to them, brother. I mean, Gabriel couldn't even – he looked like – he didn't even look like he'd been playing 6 years.
Here's the thing about that game. I think that is the prototypical game when it comes to discussing this bye week, because I feel like Ohio State was still reeling off of running on the fuel of playing a game, and Oregon had been off for a while, and those guys didn't get their legs under them in time, and Ohio State came out there and bam, 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 punched them in the mouth, and Oregon never really had a chance to come back. Their offensive line, the Ohio State defense, was just running all over the Oregon offensive line. They got to Dylan Gabriel 8 times, I believe, sacked eight times.
Sacked him 8 times. And you talk about smash mouth football. You know, Laurinaitis is their linebacker coach. That's Animal's son.
Yeah.
He used to play in the pros. I mean, he'll gear him up, and, you know, for torture. So, I mean, they played like an SEC team. They hit hard. They're fast. I mean, Ohio State should have been in the SEC. I'm just saying that they're that good.
They're the team that is, they're the best team not in the SEC every season by far. It's the best program, I should say, not in the SEC. Michigan probably.
Hey, and that Will Howard, he stepped it up. He looked like a pro. I mean, I see why they really love that guy. He steps it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, he didn't step it up enough, because he was not allowed on the celebration stage of the Rose Bowl, a total California move. I watched the video. Yeah. The guy that wasn't allowing him on the stage looked like the kind of guy that California, the reason why California is such a problem is because they have these goofy looking, never, probably got stuffed into a locker a lot of their younger life, people running
He's
things.
He's a real jock sniffer. Go ahead and say it.
Yes. So he said that Will Howard couldn't come on the stage because of a weight issue on the stage. And by the way, this guy was standing on the stage. How about you get off and let the quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes on the stage. Yeah. Just another reason why, you know, California is California. Congratulations to Ohio State.
Well, he should have just headbutted the son of a gun.
Well, there was a
huge between the eyes.
There was a huge lineman that was arguing with the guy about, that's the quarterback. You got to let him on. That guy should have just picked that guy up and thrown him to Nevada.
And moved him. Right.
Yeah. So Ohio State.
Right to the. It threw him right to the base of the San Gabriel Mountain.
He probably could have reached it. This guy was a little pencil neck, and that lineman was huge. So he definitely could have thrown him pretty far.
Dangerous, those guys.
So Ohio State goes on to take on Texas, who really it was a bizarre game to watch, because Arizona looked like they were going to win this game, and Leavitt, their quarterback, was underthrowing and overthrowing his wide receivers. That really hurt Arizona State. I wonder if Jordan Tyson would have made the difference and put them over Texas.
Well, boy, Texas just, you know, Hewers, he just doesn't do anything for me. And I'm a Longhorn fan, you know that.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't do anything to me. I don't think he's a winner. I mean, Hey, look, he made 2 great passes about time. But all during the game, he chokes. He doesn't make the big throw, but he made it in OT when it counted. But he never usually does that ever.
So the running back from Arizona State, Scataboo, talked smack and said,
"Scataboo's a bad dude, man."
he said,
"Great story.
Texas nobody could stop him, but Texas stopped him for one half." And then in the second half, he busts a huge run. And then to tie it up, he throws a TD pass. The running back throws a TD pass. And then he runs for the 2-point conversion to tie it up. The game goes into 2 overtimes, and Texas finally prevails. I think they're going to have a problem with Ohio State.
Well, let me tell you something. Scataboo, Oh, big-headed boy. You see how big he is? He got a watermelon head.
He's
big old head boy.
He's a bowling ball getting rolled down the field. Hey,
let me tell you, he's going to some pro team will pick him up because he's that good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he looked good.
He's really good.
I wouldn't have believed it until I saw him play a Texas defense who really did shut him down, but they only had it for the first half.
He kept getting it. Yeah. He kept pounding the whole game, and then he started busting them. Bam, bam. See, I don't understand why Arizona didn't hit those quick openings with him all the time, because he would bust out for like 20, 30 yards at a pop.
Well, they tried in the first half. Texas was just stifling him. They were really, really focused on him. And Arizona State, had they been prepared for that and their quarterback was capable of throwing good passes, Arizona State could have run away with this game because he was underthrowing guys and overthrowing guys
all day
which would have given them, if either of the two passes that were huge, one was an overthrow and one was an underthrow, if he had completed those two passes, that would have been 14 more points. Texas would have not been in a very good mood coming out of the locker room in the second half.
Oh, I just can't believe the kicker choked twice. Well, he really did it three times, but when the money's counting, he choked twice.
Yeah, Texas is
lucky.
If
they hadn't won that game, he might as well packed his bag and left the great state of Texas.
So the last game on the schedule was Georgia-Notre Dame, and Notre Dame came out and sent a message to Georgia right off the bat.
Against the Catholics, I told you that.
the message that they sent was, we're going to kill your punter. Two punts in a row, running into the punter. He got smashed the first time, and so they get
this
the penalty.
This dude's 6'7". He's picking on the punter. Come on.
He hits the punter, and so they get the 5-yard penalty. Not enough for a first down, so they punt again, and he hits him again. That time a little less, but regardless, Notre Dame pulls it out against Georgia. It was a good game.
You notice Kirby Smart canceled that. He said, "Hey, we're not kicking again because he's going to kill my kicker."
Yes.
No, he declined the penalty.
Yes. Remember? Yeah, yeah. I really, the fact of the matter. Well,
and the punt sucked. You know.
Yeah. If it would have been a first down, they would have definitely taken that penalty. But he was like, "Yeah, I'm not putting my guy out there for a third time with him coming at him." The reality of it is that they should have put someone on that guy.
He was a backup punter too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was his first game ever. That was his first attempt. The punting attempt was his first. He was a walk on in his first.
Yo,
attempt.
Welcome
he's got a
to the big, big show, Bubba.
bizarre. And also in that game, the referee ran into a walk-on quarterback on the sideline who was in the white area.
Number 39.
Yeah, and
he's leaving Athens as we speak.
Yes, he's definitely getting out of town because that cost them what would have given them a pretty good chance at a touchdown the first possession of that game, and they ended up having to take a field goal, and so they kept going to him on the sideline. I was like, come on, man, this is a kid, he's a walk-on, he was lucky to be there. This could have been a Rudy story, but instead it's
they're gonna call him a runoff because he's running off. Yeah. Believe me,
instead
he's,
of a,
he's done it hit the great at the University of Georgia.
Instead of
number 39.
Instead of a Rudy story, we get a Bartman story out of Chicago. So
absolutely.
We've got our four matchups for the next round of the college football playoff. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience.
Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with Kind and a Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, your boy Caleb Williams for the Bears is really touting Cliff Kingsbury with your Commodores in Washington.
That's going to be a really good fit, I think, for him to go on and get his second bite at the apple as a head coach.
He'd be good in Chicago.
If you want to get your second bite at the apple when it comes to footwear, you got to go over to odark30.com and check out these boots. How many times do I have to tell these people, Eddie?
Well, they're listening. They're buying.
Okay, good. As long as you guys are going out there and getting those boots, you got to do it. They're the most comfortable boots I've ever worn. There's no reason to have anything else. Odark30.com. And that's not the only thing they have. Like, the t-shirts are dope. Everything there is what you need to put on if you want to look like an American patriot man.
Right.
All right.
A grown-ass man.
Odark30.com. Go check them out. Caleb Williams is excited to get Cliff Kingsbury out of Washington. And really, you can't expect your assistant coaches, when they're doing so well, to be around forever, because they're going to get offers to go on and coach in the NFL.
Hey, I just got to tell you, breaking news.
Okay.
Here's how stupid the Chicago Bears are.
Yeah.
They had a chance to bring him in as the offensive coordinator. They shunned him like a bad habit and hired Shane Wooten, whatever his name was.
Waldron.
And he didn't even last, Walden, he didn't even last nine games. And look what Kingsbury's done for Jaden Daniels. You know what he did for Jaden Daniels? He let him play his game, and he built his offense around his talents, not trying to make him do stuff that he can't do. See, that's what he needs to do with Caleb Williams. Build it around what the guy can do.
I wonder if Cliff Kingsbury is going to get more offers. I believe he will get more offers. But if that doesn't make him second guess taking the Chicago job with them passing on him when he needed the job, they should have gone with him and they didn't.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, sometimes that doesn't work for you. And now when you come back begging as a general manager, you're the one that's shunned me, but you want me to come in and save your job for you is what you're asking me.
Yeah.
And you know something? I'm kind of like you, Jeffrey, in a lot of ways. I ain't going to buy that. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Fool me once.
Sure you get your ass fired. Yeah, how about that?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, an interesting story is developing in New Orleans, Eddie. They have started to do research on a coach that we are all very familiar with, who I feel like got a bad rap because of some, if anybody got into any of your, every listener out there, there are no saints in our listening audience. If people got into your text messages or your email threads and were able to look at everything you've said, everybody that's listening right now, if you're listening right now, something would be found that they could skewer you with. And that's what happened to John Gruden and the New Orleans Saints.
That's my buddy, John Gruden. You know that. That's my drinking buddy.
The New Orleans Saints are looking into whether or not they can and should hire John Gruden.
Smart move.
He has a case, I think. He's suing the NFL right now because they released all of that information. I don't know if that.
Well, they were big in the DEI. And making everything black. And then they put the hits on all the white guys in the business. And that's just not right.
They also really, really wanted to get rid of the owner of the Washington football team at the time. And unfortunately, John Gruden got swept up. He was like a bottlenose dolphin swimming around and got caught in a tuna net.
And I couldn't believe that Davis, what's his name, Michael Davis? I don't know why he didn't stand up for John, because he begged John and gave him $100 million to quit, you know, doing his quarterback camps, quit ESPN and all this other stuff. And when John went with him, he didn't back him when he needed the backing. He threw him under the bus.
Well, I'll tell you what, that has not worked out for them. And I think that John Gruden is doing just fine because I think they still had to pay him his contract.
No, guaranteed $100 mil.
Yes. So he was chilling on his couch.
He wasn't going to sign unless it was guaranteed.
Yes. Well, good thing he did, because they really threw him under the bus there. It was a sad story because he is a good guy. And really, none of us are innocent of, you know, talking smack back and forth with our friends. I probably have said more disgusting things about the commissioner of the NFL than John Gruden could even think of. And about what you were saying when it comes to black versus white in the NFL, ESPN at it again. They're out there pushing Lamar Jackson as MVP over Josh Allen. The numbers say Josh Allen. I'm not taking anything.
Josh Allen. I'm not the best in the business.
I'm not taking anything away from Lamar Jackson. But if Lamar Jackson had Josh Allen's receiver core, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. He has good wide receivers, and he also, by the way, has a mega man right next to him.
Yeah, King Henry.
Yes. If someone's coming to sack him, it's one less guy that's getting to him, because Derrick Henry can block as well as he can run. He's a massive man. He's basically a linebacker playing running back. And
they're 4.3 speed.
they're doing the same thing that they did with Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. Nikola Jokic statistically was a better player than Joel Embiid, but they put on this campaign to make Joel Embiid. They said it was racist that a white guy was winning the MVP every year, that there was race involved in him winning the. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was the best player in the league 4 years in a row. He only got three MVPs because ESPN talked the NBA into giving it to Joel Embiid, who.
Yeah, that guy's a joke. He's always hurt.
Yes.
He's got more little bitty hang-ups, and he just doesn't want to play. He got his money, and he doesn't really want to play. That's the truth. And why don't people in our business say that? Hey, the guy is a lazy. He's a bum, and he just wants a free ride, and that's what he's got.
Well, we're
the 76ers ought to release him.
We're both saying it right now. Joel Embiid, since he's been a 76er, has run through other they put the franchise on him. He ran off James Harden, who, granted, not the best locker room guy. He ran off Jimmy Butler, who went to Miami, and by the way, with a team that you and I didn't know any of the names of, except for Jimmy Butler, took them to the finals. And Joel Embiid, he wanted the ball. He wanted to be the guy. So Jimmy Butler gets run out and goes to Miami. And I don't want to bag too hard on Joel Embiid. Who I want to bag on is ESPN. Enough. You guys with the racial stuff, you guys are, that's all that. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what you guys would talk about, because you don't really talk about sports anymore. You talk about politics and race culture. Enough. You're embarrassing the former employees of ESPN that were there when it was actually being built into the juggernaut that has allowed you, on the name of that, to be still on the air.
There, you know, Stephen A's on a free ride because he's black.
I'm not taking away Stephen A. Smith. You know I know him. You know that I support. Well, he's a good guy.
I support him, but he's let his battleship mouth overload his rowboat ass. That's what he does.
If he were the only guy.
You're trying to get – if I did that – if I went on this show and tried to get every black guy fired, which I could because they're not qualified to be there, a lot of the guys I know, and I just don't say anything. But they try to get it. See, he couldn't fire me or you because we put up ratings. And in our business, we're damn good if you put up ratings. Now, if you don't put up ratings, you might do something. But, you know, Stephen, you couldn't fire us if you tried because we put up ratings. And we always have. And I'm us two boys right here, we get it done. Whether you like it or not, we're just really that damn good.
I like Stephen A. Smith personally, so I don't want to take it out of him too much. It's kind of his thing. I'll give it to you. You can have the one guy on your network where it's his thing to be that guy, and that kind of is his shtick. You and I both know that when he's not on the air, that's all of that stuff is shtick. It works for him, and it's going. But it's the entire ESPN now, from top to bottom. They all want to push this stuff.
You don't have any white guys anymore except Chris Russo. You got him and Van Jeff Pelt. Saturday, which should be on Sunday. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. And you got the old quarterback Olasky. He wasn't worth a hoot in the NFL.
Yeah,
and now he's trying to be a commentator. You know, give me a break. He's just an ass kisser. That's how come he's there.
Yeah, it's gone are the days of actual talent being there. I wish they would just go back to giving us the sports stats, and every once in a while you just be funny and stay in the middle. Don't go right. Don't go left. Don't go political. Nobody wants politics. If they wanted politics, they tuned to Fox or CNN or MSNBC.
Hey, the best thing that ESPN's got going is College Game Day.
Absolutely.
Reese Davis. Let me tell you something. Desmond Howard. You don't hear a bad word out of Desmond ever. Then you got Kurt Herbstreit. He called Stephen A. in First Take on College Game Day for trying to get Ryan fired at Ohio State.
Yeah. Well, Kirk Herbstreit is the biggest.
Replaced by a black guy.
He's the biggest homer, Ohio State homer of all time. And they've got him. They've always got him calling those Ohio State games. And I feel for him because he can't not be an Ohio State guy. He's always going to be one. He's great. But it's bizarre. It's hard to listen to him being a guy who hates Ohio State when he calls an Ohio State game because he's such a homer.
Well, he was a quarterback.
I know. I don't blame him. I'm not mad at him. But just put someone else on that game. Stop making him be the Ohio State homer, rolling out the world famous Ohio State.
They ran him out of Columbus. When he talked about Ohio State, they ran him and his family out of Columbus, had to go to Nashville.
Well, maybe he can stop rooting for them so hard during the broadcast on national TV. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing All Over the World.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yes. Can you believe that the Nationals got Josh Bell for 1 year, $6 million, and he's a first baseman?
I'm disappointed in that decision, Eddie, but you know what doesn't disappoint me is odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, they needed somebody to play first base. They got their third baseman when they traded for Nathaniel Lowe of the Texas Rangers. But the first base, I really was hoping that they would bring in Christian Walker, who ended up signing with the Yankees, or Pete Alonso, who's going to end up playing for the Mets because there's nowhere else for him to go. The Mets are going to have a great lineup if they add Pete Alonso back into that mix. But Josh Bell, a former National, a 1 year, $6 million contract. This is a stopgap. They're going to go out after the kid, Fernando Tatis. You know, I'm sorry, Vladimir Guerrero, just somebody's son, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. out of Toronto next season. He's the biggest free agent. I think the Nationals are holding off one more year to let their young core.
Yeah, he's the same age as Soto.
Yeah, it's it's going to be a big free agency for him. And I feel like the Nationals are going to be one of the top teams, as you know, biased. I'm a huge Nationals fan, but they are going to wait until next year to go after a first pick.
I cannot believe that they opened their wallet.
I can.
You know who they signed? That right-handed guy from your Baltimore Orioles.
Corbin Burnes is an absolute
bad to the bone
dud, and he's in the beginning of his studliness. They signed him to a 6-year, $210 million contract. This is a team that's only a year out of making the World Series, to everybody's surprise, and they have a great pitching staff. Adding Corbin Burnes to that pitching staff makes them formidable in the National League, and that was a great move by them.
Well, it kind of puts them in the elite category. This guy can win games.
Yeah, they have a good lesser known offense, but it's very good, and it's guys that they've brought up through drafting and developing. And they were brought onto the world stage a little too early when they made it to the World Series and lost to the Rangers, but now they're in that contention window, and signing Corbin Burnes shows that they mean business and they're going to try to contend. Exciting to see the Arizona Diamondbacks. I really loved the resort they put us up in Arizona. You know, October is not when everybody's going to Arizona just yet. So we basically had this whole resort to ourselves right outside of Phoenix.
Arizona's beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah. It was very nice.
I shot in Tucson, man. I love it out there.
The Dodgers brought back Teoscar Hernandez on a 3-year, $66 million deal. He was definitely a part of that World Series win. That's a team that it's just the rich getting richer. They're talking to, I can't remember the older Japanese player who is coming over, but they're in talks to sign him. It's insane what they're doing in Los Angeles right now. I hope it blows up in their face. The Red Sox brought in one of their former aces in Walker Buehler, 1 year, $21 million prove yourself deal. But Walker Buehler was the ace of the Los Angeles Dodgers when Clayton Kershaw kind of got over the hill for one season. Then he went out with Tommy John. He'll be back. And they gave him a prove yourself deal. I don't think John Henry is not interested in spending money on the Boston Red Sox right now. He's spending money.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, I agree. He's spending money. Is it the Raiders that he owns also?
I know he's, I don't know, but he's in business with Penske.
Yeah.
With some race cars, I think.
He also owns Manchester United or Liverpool. He owns a team over in the English Premier League.
Yeah, Manchester's
too.
Owned by the Tampa guys.
Yeah, so it's Liverpool that is owned. I wonder if those guys are getting into those EPL leagues to get into those stadiums and try to put an NFL over there, because there does seem to be a lot of cross of NFL ownership and EPL ownership these days. But so bringing in Walker Buehler,
that sport too.
Yeah, bringing in Walker Buehler is a great idea for the Red Sox. They didn't spend a lot of money in free agency. They're a team that has been moving on from their stars right when they go to free agency recently. So I don't know what's going on up there, but the Red Sox have a good pitcher in Walker Buehler. The Guardians traded Josh Naylor to the Diamondbacks. This was an odd one to me. That's a guy that, you know, was their DH and kind of he came through for them in the playoffs. But he's now a D-back as well. So he's going to another contender.
Well, then they signed Santana, you know, to a 1 year, $12 million, another first baseman. They got rid of a great first baseman and brought in another one.
Well, Josh Naylor, though, is still a kid, and Carlos Santana is older than me.
Right. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that the Guardians, I don't know what, maybe they didn't want to pay.
They got those rubbers over their head.
Maybe they didn't want to pay Josh Naylor because he is he's not a great first baseman. He's more of a DH style guy, and they didn't want to pay him when he went to free agency. So they bring Carlos Santana. They're probably got a kid in the minors that'll take over that position in the next year or two. But MLB free agency still going, and there's still some big names out there. They'll start chipping away, because before we know it, pitchers and catchers will be reporting in February and baseball season will be on the move. Let's move over to the WWE, Eddie.
Whoa, the wise man, Paul Heyman. It's like he's stirring the pot a little bit. He's bringing back in Roman Reigns, and he's bringing in Brock Lesnar. You know, Cody Rhodes was mentioned about Brock Lesnar, you know, and when you and Mark Henry's kid, they're I think they're fixing to sign him, and they're going to really push him, kind of like they did Brock Lesnar. And just hope he can be a Brock Lesnar. I don't know if he can be, but, you know, Brock Lesnar was a stud. I mean, he's a great athlete and a good guy.
Yeah, so, he's a monster.
But when you look at Paul Heyman, he's kind of easing his way in there, and that's what he'll do. He'll ease in there and take your job, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, he has a good record of, you know, had that. He's been a big part of the wrestling for a long time, and he's got a pretty good track record of success. So with the big man out in the WWE, he's easing in. And
yeah, because he's getting ready for Netflix this coming week, you know, and Michael Cole and Pat McAfee are back, you know, calling Raw. And Joe Testatore, who I love as a commentator, I think he's really, really good. And Wayne Barrett, they said their goodbyes on USA Network. And so I don't know where they're going to go, but somebody grab old Joe Testatore. He just called a game the other day. I mean, this guy is really great in the booth.
Yeah.
I love him as an announcer. He's really, really good.
And he's called.
And then they got
He's called a lot of different sports too. He's Joe Testatore is not only a wrestling guy. He's called baseball and football.
Oh no, he just did that recently.
Yeah,
but he did a good job. I mean, because he's that damn good.
Yep.
I mean, he's great announcer. I mean, you can wind him up and turn him loose.
Absolutely.
He's got the voice. And you got CM Punk against Seth Rollins. They're going to run that to death. And then you got. What I love is here's the WWE going to Netflix. I wonder how it's going to affect them, because it's not free anymore. Netflix, you have to pay for. So are they going to lose audience? Because they got a $5 billion 10-year deal, I think it is.
Yeah.
With Would Netflix.
So I think this is a great move for them. And I'm really hoping that Netflix is up to the task because, you know, they've fallen flat on their face a couple of times when it's come to streaming large events, the Tyson fight. And then they had football games on Thanksgiving and they weren't great. They haven't really figured out the live streaming portion of these huge events. I mean, a lot goes into it. There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you're in a huge venue like that and you're relying on bandwidth. And all of those problems are stemming from inside the arena. I assure you, they've got enough servers. They've got enough stuff. They've got to figure out the inside the arena side. I don't want to talk too much inside baseball, but
but you know, if you're going to put that kind of money on a franchise show like the WWE, make them the best that they can be because they're going to bring you top notch production and top notch wrestling in the ring. You know, it's like Liv Morgan. She's really pissed at Rhea Ripley and Shawn Michaels and who's the other guy that she's one other guy that they signed a deal with Tops and they didn't ask her to sign a bunch of cards or anything. They didn't even mention her.
Yeah.
And she's the hottest thing going into WWE women wise. And they kind of shunned her a little bit and she got ticked off and she let them have it, which I love. That's good. That's good. Hey, look, if they're talking about you, you're doing something right. I don't really care. Talk about Eddie Mansfield. I love it. At least you're talking about me. Who gives a damn what you say?
So your original point, I think that because of the fact that you don't have to watch it live on Netflix, that you can stream it for days afterward, I think that's going to bring an audience in. They're moving into the future of broadcasting, and that is streaming.
But see, they've already done that with the WWE. Before they went to the Peacock.
But the reality of it is
a streaming service with the WWE network.
But everybody has Netflix. Everybody has it. So they're giving themselves over to the largest streaming audience on the planet and also internationally. Yeah.
$5 billion ain't nothing to cry about.
Yeah, they're I think it's gonna be good for them. Hopefully Netflix is up for the task.
The Chicago Bears, and we mentioned it earlier, they need to fire the whole front office and get rid of them and get a real GM and a real head coach. And, you know, maybe Caleb Williams is on something with your guy out of Washington, Kingsbury. Boy, wouldn't that be a heck of a fit for Chicago if he would take that job? It'd be great for them because he knows how to mold a quarterback into a winner. He's already proven that.
And he's already worked with Caleb Williams, so they already have a relationship. You drafted Caleb Williams. You've signed him. He's your guy. So bring in somebody that can get the most out of him. And I think that Cliff Kingsbury is that guy for the Chicago Bears. So hate to see him go from the Commanders, but love to see him getting a better job in Chicago.
Which is better for the NFL. I mean, you know, if you're going to put that much stock in Caleb Williams, give him a fair shot.
Yeah,
don't do like Sam Darnold. The Jets did him, for God's sake.
Absolutely. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, they didn't give him the job. And that's the number one overall draft pick. He gets the job to coach the number two overall draft pick, who is probably going to be rookie of the year, has done significantly better than Caleb Williams. That team's in the playoffs with Jaden Daniels. And so I think the
first
proof
year
is
there too.
Yeah. Sign him, Chicago. I know they brought him in for an interview. I'm sure in the next day or two, we'll hear that they've hired him as their head coach and he can get to work in Chicago and hopefully restore a franchise that's in desperate need of restoration. Listen, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon,
the legend, the Hall of Famer,
the king in the north.
As they say, I can't stand to say absolutely, but I can tell you one thing. This thing is heating up in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And Denver's going to beat Kansas City. Kansas City is going to get beat by Denver Broncos, and Denver's going to make the playoffs.
Well, Carson Wentz has proven in the past that he can't win the games that matter. And here he is in a game that matters to other teams. But like I was telling you during the break, if you don't want this to happen, Cincinnati and Miami, then don't lose those games early and you won't end up having to fight and hope that Denver loses in the last week of the season, the last 2 weeks of the season. If Denver wins, they're in. They're 9-7. Yeah. The Dolphins and the Bengals are 8-8. Yeah, I don't know about tiebreakers. They're in if they win.
That'll be a 10 win and they'll be in. And it'd be great. Denver's a great franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always liked Denver as a franchise. You know, look at the Elway years. I mean, he was great for the NFL.
Yeah, it was so good that he went so long without winning a Super Bowl. And then he pulls off two in a row. Or did he lose that second one? He won one, and then he lost one. He went to the Super Bowl again, and he lost to Green Bay. But then they bring in Peyton Manning after he gets thrown out with the bathwater in Indianapolis for Andrew Luck, who retires a couple years later. And
he didn't have a damn bit of luck, that guy.
No, well, Indianapolis ran out of luck when they moved on from a legend to get their kid. You don't draft Andrew Luck when you have Peyton Manning. You give Peyton Manning his deal and you ride him until he's ready to retire. They didn't do so.
Well, you know, he could have probably, he proved that he could bring at least two Super Bowls to you.
Yeah, yeah. The fact of the matter is Peyton Manning went to Denver, won a Super Bowl. Andrew Luck retired a year or two later, and Indianapolis has never recovered. And their former quarterback is getting ready to hopefully beat the Denver Broncos, so that Cincinnati Bengals have a shot to get into the playoffs. But we'll see what happens, Eddie. We got to run. Tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.